Today, the Irish Republican Army claimed responsibility for yesterday's terrorist bombing at British Army headquarters in Lisburn, 8 miles outside of Belfast. 10 civilians and 21 soldiers were injured. 2 large car bombs exploded. It's not yet known how the vehicles got inside the post. Henry MacDonald is the Northern Ireland correspondent for the Sunday Times of London. The bombings were the first IRA attack inside Northern Ireland since 1994, and MacDonald says they could increase the possibility of retaliation by militant Protestant groups.
They were saying that eventually they would match the IRA blow for blow. They haven't done that. They've thought it's more prudent to maintain the peace and maintain the moral high ground that they're on and say that, you know, it's just IRA provocation we're falling into. But this is on their home base. This is Lisburn. This is, you know, Lisburn is a Protestant town. It has strong loyalist connections. The pressure is going to come from the grassroots to respond, to do something, and this is the problem. I think if there is going to be a response, and if it was a measured one from the loyalists, it'll probably be an attack in the Irish Republic somewhere, because they see that if IRA bombs can capture the headlines in England or a big military base like Lisburn, then the best way to capture the headlines for them and to really sort of emphasize home to nationalism is to go for somewhere like Dublin.
Has there been a precedent for that?
Well, just before the ceasefires were called in the summer and spring of 1994, the loyalists started to hone their bomb-making skills. And they did. They almost killed hundreds of people in a pub in Dublin. Their device failed to go off. They bombed trains going down to the Irish Republic. And they were even devising, and this is where American people might be interested, they were even thinking of starting to hit the Irish Republic's tourist industry, for instance, to bomb tourist interpretive centres, to say that tourists get out of Ireland at a certain date, to attack tour buses even. In other words, to harm one of the most volatile sectors of the Irish Republic's economy, which would be its tourism, especially its transatlantic tourism. There has been a precedent for this before, and if they were going to look, they'd be looking for economic targets.
Yes, you're talking about the whole of Ireland, the North and the Republic.
No, I think if they're going to go somewhere, they may go to the Republic first.
Yes. Could this be a signal day yesterday, this bombing? It was a very sophisticated endeavor, one vehicle, and then the secondary bombing to attack those who would come to the aid of the first people, and 2 big car bombings inside the British Army compound. That's quite an event.
It's quite a breach of security, it really is. And it's highly embarrassing to the British security forces that it's got inside there. Secondary devices, though, the modus operandi of the secondary device to explode it is something the IRA have used quite a lot. They used it to affect and to kill a lot of members of the security forces in the past. Yeah, it's a major breach, and there's a serious investigation. And the head of the British Army in Northern Ireland, the general officer commanding, is heading an investigation into the security breach. Now, they're either looking at, was it some civilian contractors who work in the base? The base is huge. I mean, it's a mini town in itself. Or was it someone on a visitor's pass or whatever? But regardless of that, it's a major breach in security.
Well, could it be indeed a signal from the IRA, we just don't care about these peace talks that are going on now?
I think it's two things. I think there's a certain amount of internal politicking going on within the movement, the IRA. They suffered some serious setbacks over the summer and the last few weeks in terms of their England bombing campaign. They were heavily compromised, and there was scores of volunteers arrested in England and operations aborted. They had to do something to show their prowess. Now, if they can't get away with it in England, and if they can't get away with it on mainland Europe and British Army bases in Europe, then the only place they can turn to is Northern Ireland. So there's a certain amount of they have to prove they're still in the business of terror, they can still do it. It also probably also indicates that hardliners, traditional elements who were sceptical about Gerry Adams' ceasefire strategy, are now in the ascendant. They're now the people calling the shots.
Talking with us from Belfast, Henry MacDonald is the Northern Ireland correspondent for the Sunday Times of London.